Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Visit BMIFCU.org for more.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
No pools.
Nothing.
You know what they do have?
What?
Backpacks. School supplies. It's August.
Pumpkins.
We're coming on August soon. We're getting ready for school. Pools are gone, Mike. It's the middle of July. No one's got a pool.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. Common Man is out. And Tyvis Powell is in. What's up, Tyvis? How are you, buddy?
You know what? This really warms my heart. I almost want to shed a tear.
Really?
Because not everybody can say that they have worked with everybody at this station, every host at this station.
And so now you can say that?
I can't. Well, Bobby don't count. Bobby don't count.
Well, all right. I mean, but you've been, you know what? You were at Ohio State after he left. So yeah. Then you worked with him because he was just there all the time working
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
So
yeah. I've done podcasts with Bobby. Bobby don't count. Okay. But outside of him, you are the last person
I'm
on
the
my
final
list.
Boss.
Look at that.
That's great. That's a big day for everybody
it
here.
Is.
That's good.
I should have worn my company shirt.
Well, you do work for like 8 companies, so which one would that be? Would that be ours or the Collective or the TV channel up north?
You know, it's a lot. You know, a lot of people, I joke around with it, but sometimes it can be overwhelming juggling a lot of jobs, especially once the season starts. Like the stuff that I have to know is ridiculous.
I only have to know a limited amount for this show, and that is too much for me.
Yeah.
Like if you ask me about Buckeye, like backups at certain positions ever, I'm going to struggle. But if you ask me in April, I'm like, I'm sorry, we're full into like me forgetting about the jackets. I'm trying to like focus on that. You got to give me a 5-minute warm up to like get my brain back to football mode for a second. So I can't imagine you doing all the stuff you're doing.
Well, the good news is I love it all. I love
that's
it.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like to have fun. So, you know, that's the best part of it all is that people allow me to be me and have fun.
Well, if anybody tries to change that, then just don't listen to them because that's the worst advice you could get is to not be yourself in this business.
You always had this tattoo?
This one? No, this is newer.
Okay.
Newer, like last few weeks.
Okay.
I had it covered up because it's healing. It's peeling. It's gross. But yeah, this is
what inspired.
If you're looking on the YouTube channel, you can see it. I liked it. I just liked it. There's no story.
Okay.
I can't have stories with my tattoos. I feel like there are two types of tattoos you can have in the world, like cool ones. And then the ones where someone has like a big, huge meaning. And I'm just like, for me, I can't do that. I just like the colors. It's a moth. If you can't see, if you're listening on the radio, it's a moth with flowers. I like the flowers. I have a dagger on the other side of that arm. So.
I have no tats. I just
never had a tattoo.
No.
Ready to start? We got a tattoo artist outside waiting to come in right now to tattoo whatever you want.
No, you know, I could never figure out what was like that I needed to have it on me for the rest of my life.
Oh,
like that was the thing for me. Like why, what is so important that I need to have it on my body?
See, I'm the exact opposite. I look at it as I need all of the artwork on my body. I don't know why, but I've got 3. So I have one up here This one that's way up on my upper arm.
Okay.
Sorry, again, I'm showing Tyvus in the studio, but this...
They can see it.
I have a tattoo up on my upper arm, and I have two on my forearm on my left arm. They're all on my left arm. So there's no other hidden ones.
Well, if I told myself, if I did ever get one...
Yeah.
I'm going to just go like Lil Wayne. I'm going to fill everything up. I'm gonna, one is just going to lead to me just filling my whole entire body up with tattoos.
This should tell you everything you need to know about me. Sitting in the chair and getting the tattoo... Which is painful, but not bad. It's easy to handle. If you've ever had like a sunburn, you could handle it. Okay. It's not bad. What is annoying is the weeks and weeks of recovery afterward where you have to
be real delicate
with the skin and put the lotion on and do all this stuff and have it. I have to have a skincare routine. If you've looked at me ever, you've known that guy does not have a skincare routine, has never had one.
I'm like that.
So now I have to have that for this. And then as, you know, 6 weeks or go by, then you kind of just go back to normal, put a little lotion on it here and there. But
I'm not getting
that's the part I hate.
I don't do that stuff where I got to keep.
Well, if you start getting tattoos, you may have to. We're going to do it.
I barely put lotion on.
Yeah, I've only recently learned lotion is a thing that you need to use. Well, Teddy, stop looking at me like that. You know what I meant. All right. I know people. People use it. I'm saying I use
it.
You know, yes, I'm using it for my hands, for moisturizing, for my elbows, for different places on my body where I get the little flakies. I got to use it. It's just how it goes.
Okay.
We got
you keep telling us that. Okay.
That's right. So we've got Yikes, the segment that's not a segment. That's coming up at 5:34. Why is it so quiet today? Somebody turned the thing down, I think.
Yikes. It was Timmy.
There we go. That's way better. So we've got that. I've also got Jason's Beef coming up 5:34. We will talk to the Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, about all things baseball. I told him you might have a guards question or two for him.
Yeah, I'm going to have some guards questions for him.
Okay.
I'm upset with them right now. There, you know?
Why are you mad at them?
It's a very quiet deadline that's tomorrow at 6 p.m.
And yeah.
It's been very quiet for them, for a team that's, second best record in baseball?
Are you telling me a baseball team in Cleveland is not being active at the trade deadline? I agree with you. It is frustrating. It is also annoying that this is also predictable, right?
No, I didn't see it coming.
You didn't?
No.
No, because isn't their MO usually with the Dolans?
Yes,
they'll sign their guys occasionally.
That's not the point. If they believe that they can actually win it,
yes,
they will go all in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what's going on here. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Second best record in baseball. Like,
yeah. You would think that would justify it. Hell, my dumb Mets are like barely hanging on and they're going out and getting Jesse Winker.
They're spending everything.
Yeah. They're getting everybody they can.
Don't y'all send us Lindor back?
No.
Why not?
Because, I mean,
he would love to come back.
I know.
He'd be perfect for what we need right now.
Yes. He would be great. No, and now you got the home run wind tunnel out there, that whole theory.
Yeah, he can hit more home runs now.
It's perfect. Or he could be like on a team that has, among other things, their pitcher that they brought in this big offseason acquisition, goes out, got hurt, finally gets to come back against the Braves, has a nice game, then blows out his calf, and he's going to be out for the rest of the regular season. So that's my New York Mets. They're doing good.
That's too bad. That's tough.
Did you watch any Olympics this weekend?
I did. I got to watch some of the beach volleyball, the pants one. Apparently,
that's my New York Mets. They're doing good.
That's too bad. That's tough.
Did you watch any Olympics this weekend?
I did. I got to watch some of the beach volleyball, the pants one. I got to watch some of the beach volleyball. The pants one. Apparently it was a bikini one I didn't know about.
Well, Ted, are you aware of, because I mean, beach volleyball, that too, to wear like more of like a boxer brief type of thing, like a longer pants are a thing, or compression pants, whatever you want to call it.
I think they was Lulu.
That's what they looked like. Yeah, they did look like Lululemon stuff. So that was the outfit that I saw too a couple nights ago. And I thought, oh, good. There's more, you know, coverage for people who want to be covered up, whatever, teach their own.
Yeah. I mean, I think when an athlete's competing, obviously you do care about your looks, but like you want to be comfortable. You want to do what helps you get the job done. So whatever. But anyways, yes, I seen that. I watched them go against Canada. They won that matchup. And then I watched the men's indoor volleyball. Them dudes, man, I don't think I could return one of their serves. No. I was sitting there looking at it.
Well, then you had the Tyvus show where you tried all these different things with Ohio State.
But I never did volleyball.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. And you know what the funny thing is? The women's volleyball team got beef with me. Like, they was calling me out on Twitter.
Really?
they wanted to go. You know what? We should have looked into that one.
We've got some news about them later on because they're spoiler alert, they are going to have a big matchup and they are trying to fill up a much bigger arena than they usually do. So I hope they do that. But yeah, the volleyball stuff is good. What I was going to say with the women's volleyball is I tuned in yesterday and it was back to like bikini season again. So I don't know. I guess you can change. Pick whatever. Maybe it was cooler the other
night. Did both teams have bikinis on?
Yeah. And then it went from that back to yoga pants. On the next one, I was watching later at night. So maybe it gets colder.
Yeah,
and then
that must be what it is.
It's got to be. But that venue where they have the beach volleyball.
Beautiful.
Right in the Eiffel Tower. I mean, you couldn't have set it up better.
Yeah.
It's perfect for TV. It's a great location. Ted and I were talking about this before. If you walked out there and you were overwhelmed by the Olympics, you know, you're an athlete, you've worked your whole life, you finally get there, your beach volleyball, that's your thing.
You better not be overwhelmed.
Well, but you wouldn't take it in if T-Bone,
if I got to the Olympics and I went out there and just laid an egg, I would go into hiding for the rest of my life.
No. I mean, like, national championships. You know, playing against Michigan. You played in these moments.
The same thing for me.
You didn't walk out and at least go, oh, there's Michigan.
No.
Right there. Like, that's them now. We've been thinking about it all year. Everybody has these little helmets with the tape on them. This is them. I'm in the big house. It's happening. This is it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in that moment, if you look up and see the Eiffel Tower, the Olympic rings, you're like, oh, bleep, this is it. Like, I am here now. This has happened.
Are you asking me, have I had a moment where I walked out and said, oh, yeah, this is it?
You had to have, right?
So the Natty for me, it was different because it didn't feel like the Natty. And I'm on record saying, like, this does not feel like a national championship game. Like, it's Oregon. Like, come on. You know, it's Oregon.
Okay.
So I was last week, now that was a national championship game.
When you saw Nick Saban on the other side,
this is it. This is it, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I would think. There had to be a moment like that.
I looked at them Alabama boys and I said, oh, yeah, y'all definitely lifting. Y'all doing y'all thing for
your
sure.
Your first game in Seattle, you walk out and it's like, I'm wearing an NFL jersey. I am in the NFL. That didn't hit you?
So that one was different too, because it's a long story. It's a long story, but to sum it all up, I felt like I had been slighted. Like I felt like I didn't get my just due. Like I was last on everything. And my whole draft process and how it went, it just seemed like that I just was getting the short end of the stick. And I was like, I felt like a ticking time bomb in my first preseason game. It felt like all the emotion that I felt. I was like, you know what? I'm about to go out here and I'm about to show the world what I'm about.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to be like, oh, I'm in the NFL. Even though I remember Coach Carroll saying, you rookies, take it in. This is what you dreamed about.
You're like, shut up.
Y'all go out there. You
shut up, old man. Pay me. Get me out there.
Let me just go. And I just went out there and I just exploded because I was just so upset about a lot of things that was going on in my draft process. So, yeah, I didn't have a moment to go, this is it.
Okay. Now, that wasn't that long of a story, but that was very good. I didn't know all this.
Yeah, I was very, I had a lot. Sherm tells me about it every time we talk. He's like, I remember your speech. Remember your speech, your first game, boy. You was on one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I like. See, this is what I like to know. I like to hear what really happened back behind the scenes. That's good. We'll do more of that. We'll also talk about Buckeye basketball. They're adding a player. We'll tell you about him next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Good afternoon. We've got a wreck already on the map. Broad Street just going westbound before approaching 70. It looks like ODOT is reporting that the right lane is blocked. A couple of cars are out there in terms of police, so just be careful moving through. Traffic is sponsored by AAA Cars Plus. Tires worn down from all the summer driving? Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus between August 1st and August 31st and save up to $180 on select sets of four Vetterstein tires. Only at AAA Care Car Plus locations. See store for details. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Happy to be wrong, which is good because they're always wrong. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Tyvis Powell in for Common Man today. Tyvis Powell is first time ever hosting with me on the show, but he's hosted on the show a few times now. You've been on with Mike.
Twice.
Yeah. See, they... I have always said, can I have Tyvis? And they're like, no, he's too busy for you. Would you like Timmy Hall? And I'm like, well, I love Timmy, but I've hosted with Timmy a million times. Well, so Timmy now, finally, easy. It worked out.
Timmy does this to... He likes to slide himself up so he can eat dinner at a decent hour. That's why he does that. Don't let him fool you. I know what he's doing.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. People, I don't know if people know this. Like the best, I think the best time shift you can have in radio, not talking about like the audience size or anything else, just the time for me that would be ideal is that the Bo Bishop show. Bo knew what he was
doing. Everybody knew. 9 to noon.
You know why? Because you show up at like 7. Which is an early enough time to go to work, but it's not like the morning show where they have to get here at 5 or 4. They're here super. Shark is here at 2, yeah, getting Shark, stuff ready. Shark's Shark. Insane.
Yeah,
he's here before anybody else is even aware that it's time to get up. He's already been working for 3 hours.
I remember when I filled in for Morning Juice. I did like 3 days, like during Christmas, because Christmas everybody's taking off, mm-hmm. and I had filled in. And I'd walk in, Shark be sitting right there, ready to go, everything ready to go. And I'd be like, it's like 5:30 in the morning. What's wrong with you?
Oh, he's there. And he's probably been there for 3 hours if you saw him at 5:30. Yeah. So the 9 to noon show, you're done, Chop sometimes sits there. Reese, are they here for like an hour doing some work afterwards, setting up interviews, setting up things for the next day?
Yeah.
They're gone by 1. They probably get in around 6:30 or 7. You got your whole afternoon. You can go home and take a nap.
Well, you could do
and
morning.
Then wake up and then
do
have
morning
an evening.
Juice.
Yeah, no, morning juice is too early.
Listen, no, I'm gonna be honest with you. The getting up part is obviously the hardest part, but when it's done, it's weird because it's 9 o'clock. So it's like I literally got the whole day, and I would be just like, wow.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I've done a morning show a couple times, just like filling in. But I used to host 7 to midnight at a different radio station, at a music station, where I didn't talk for 5 hours. I just sat there and played music and took requests and all that. But you want to talk about the loneliest feeling in the world is you get off at midnight on a Tuesday, and then I would drive home and it would look at every store and be like, closed, closed, closed.
Yeah.
The only store, and this is at the time, I would drive past Morse Road, and the Walmart on Morse Road was 24/7. I don't know if it still is,
yeah.
But at that time, that would be my stop where I would say, well, I need to be around humans for a few minutes because I've been in a radio studio since 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I've not seen anybody.
What you talking about right now is my life. When the Cleveland Browns play,
oh,
anytime at home after 1 o'clock, if it's 4 or later, that's my life right there.
Yeah.
I get home at midnight and I just
everything,
be like,
no one's awake.
Kids asleep, wife asleep.
Yeah. I mean, don't
dog
get us wrong.
Sleep. I'm like, nobody just welcomes me. It's yeah. just like, yeah, just get into bed and go to sleep.
Yeah. But you've been working.
Yeah.
So you need to like wind down from it. And then everybody else is like, we've been asleep for hours. It's a weird, again, we have great jobs. These are fun jobs we get to do. These are one of the few downsides to them, but they're weird. They're weird jobs. That's all I'm saying.
7 to 12, straight music.
Mm. Oh, man. Let me tell you, getting the same kid calling you like 27 times in a row, like, you haven't played my song yet. It's like, yeah, because I'm not going to. I'm going to play it. You're actually annoying me now. I'm going to take it out.
Y'all was taking calls?
Oh, yeah.
How did that go on last Wednesday, taking calls? I would got to tune in. I wanted to hear
it. You know what? It went exactly like I thought it would, which is that we had some great calls, and we had some people who are rusty at calling. They had not called in a while, or maybe ever. And that's okay. That's what it is. You're open to whoever calls in, and that's fun. And that it was good for a day.
I have no problem with calling. You know, doing this Brown stuff, I've become
Oh, I can't. I know that the radio scene in Cleveland is highly dependent on caller culture, and here we have mostly weeded out that part of it. We love the interaction, but you got to at some point have a direction with what you're doing.
Well, you can do it now through YouTube chat.
There you go. Hop on the stream too. Yes, YouTube is there. And if you missed the caller show, you can go find it wherever you get podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. You'll find it there. It is all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. So we thank them for that. The Buckeyes added some depth to the backcourt, it looks like. Kansas State transfer guard Quez Glover is now joining the Jake Diebler-led Buckeyes for this upcoming season. This is his sixth year of college basketball.
Okay.
Played four seasons at various schools, had a medical redshirt last season, which allowed him to use the extra year of eligibility that everyone gets for playing during the COVID times. Oh, so he's now using that. So he has this year. Here's where he previously was. Native of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Averaged 19.2 points per game in his first year at Samford.
Samford, not Stanford.
Yes. And he was apparently up for the All Southern Conference. He was an All Southern Conference pick and a finalist for the Lou Henson Award, which is the award for the person who is the best with Muppets. No, that would be the Jim Henson Award.
Okay.
Stupid dad joke. Lou Henson Awards for the best like mid-major college basketball player.
Okay.
So he was pretty good.
All right.
He then split four seasons between Florida and Samford, also stopped at BYU for a brief stint. Then last year played at Kansas State and now is at Ohio. So again, Samford, Florida, like Florida Gators, Florida, BYU, Kansas State, and now Ohio State.
It's never, you know, it's usually a red flag when somebody's doing that. Transferring like that, because if he was like that good, either they go to the league or the school is like, we can't afford to lose this guy. But if they're like, all right, go ahead, like you know, that's
it. Could be that. I mean, here's the thing. He is I think he's 6'1",
okay,
and like not 6'1", 6'185", so he's gonna be like a point guard. Going to have him as backcourt depth. Doesn't seem like he's gonna be like a, you know, huge starter for you, but that's good. They had some injuries, obviously. Tayson Chapman, right, was the one that went down.
So
now you've got someone to replace him.
I mean, I'm sure. Listen, Jake Diebler has been doing a good job with what he's been having. You know, he's getting the best out of these players. And listen, all it takes is 1 year. Now, I don't know if he can go to the NBA. 6'1", you better be able to do some really good things. You better be a great ball handler, a great shooter, something like that. But coming into a team that's molding themselves to try to get back into the tournament, you know, he's got some experience. He's played in some big time games. So it's nice to have that depth. And I think that's what he brings to this team.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he does well. I am rooting for this Buckeye basketball team because it's been too long since we've seen them in the tournament and actually doing something. So let's hope this works. And I hope, I don't know that he's going to get you over the hump, but I think the guys they brought in, we'll find out.
I think that he is a guy that if something goes, if Bruce or Michi breaks a shoelace and they can't play for it, he can go in there and still get things done.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. The NFL is going to have a little bit of a rule change this year where they will allow you to have 12 people on the field for your team, and it's not a penalty. But it's a very specific circumstance. I will tell you about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We're still dealing with an earlier collision along Broad Street westbound before approaching 70. Right lane is currently occupied. A couple of stalled cars to deal around. 270 eastbound at US 662, which is on the right berm. And then 270 westbound between US 62 and Georgeville. The disabled car is on the left berm. Traffic is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at DirectAuto.com. Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you can buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
question.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Tybus Powell is in. Common Man is back on Wednesday. But
slacker.
Well, you know.
Calling off. Unbelievable.
Well, I did it on Friday, so he actually had days planned
you
off.
You should be like me and just come in every day.
Tybus is a... You are a, I don't want to say a workaholic, but you are dedicated to your craft.
This isn't work to me. This is fun.
It is fun. That's, look at that. He's giving a thumbs up to the camera. I like it. Before we go any further, I got to tell you about Able Roof. They will get the job done for you in one day with 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in a day, good for a lifetime. Able Roof has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards for 22 years in a row. That's longer than Tybus has been alive. At least by his looks, he's such a young-looking guy, he never ages. He's beautiful. In either case, you can take advantage of summer promotion before it's over. No payments, no interest until 2026, and save up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. Don't put off getting a new roof any longer. Call Able Roof today, 614-444-ROOF. That's 614-444-ROOF. So the 12 players in the NFL this year. We got a lot of rule changes coming to the NFL. But Tybus, this is the one... Special teams will be affected by the new kickoff rule.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard your thoughts. Do you enjoy the new kickoff rule in general?
I do, because I felt like over the past few years, the kickoff, which is one of the most exciting parts of a game, you know, that opening kickoff is a lot of juice, a lot of momentum in there, and it can go either way. And I felt like kickoffs in general in the NFL or in college have been kind of gone away with, because everybody just kicks it out the back of the end zone.
Yes.
So it's like, why are we out now? As a player, I'm gonna tell you right now, I enjoy when my kicker kicked it out the back of the end zone, because that's free money. Every time you step foot on the field, you get paid.
Nice, right? Yeah.
So as a return person, as a team on KOR, I would be like, please let this. I don't feel like having to try to block this 240-pound linebacker or this fifth string fullback, just kick it out the end zone. When they did, I'd be like, whew, thank you.
Yes.
But
this is,
yeah.
At least, see, that's, I could appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's the mentality that I would have had too. 100%.
Used to be like, you turn around and you see that returner do that signal like this, uh-huh. You'd be like, thank you. Oh, yes, please. Yes. Free money.
There you go. Yeah, the new rule means there's going to be a lot more of the actual, like, blocking and tackling and stuff like that, because there is going to be a desire to try. You kick it out of the end zone now. What is it, like the 40-yard line or something like that? Like,
is that the case?
Teddy, am I wrong?
No, it's out of bounds. That's the 40.
Then it's no.
Not the back of the end zone. There's no way. They probably get it at like the 30, and they probably like, yeah, we'll just kick it.
Return team will set up the kicker at his own 35-yard line, while his 10 teammates will be lined up 25 yards away on the return team's 40-yard line. You have to keep your foot on the 40-yard line during, you know, before someone touches it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. Maybe it's at the 35 where you get it. Either way,
yeah, whatever,
they're trying to disincentivize guys doing...
Kicking out the back of the end zone.
Yeah. So you're going to have a sweet spot where you've got to kick it, where you can still get the guy, but hopefully not let him get too far.
Mm-hmm.
They want there to be contact. The new wrinkle to this that will mean a 12th player can be on the field is when it's windy. On the previous kickoffs, you would have someone holding the ball.
Okay.
Well, now the rest of the guys are going to be way up the field from the kicker.
Yeah, that's
true. So there's going to be nobody else to do it.
Yeah,
so there's going to be a guy who will have to run out and be the 12th man, who when it's windy like that, they will call him out. He will put his finger on the tee for them to kick it. And then he is not allowed to be involved in the play. He will have to get off the field, I believe, before, like, if he's not off the field by the time it starts happening, there could be a penalty involved. He is certainly not allowed to help. What I wonder is how are they going to try to cheat it? Oh, you know exactly.
What they going? You put your lineman out there, okay? Put the lineman out there that's slow, the slowest person on your team. Have him hold the ball, and then he just makes the effort to just really run. But see, the thing is, so this is what a lot of people don't realize. Usually when you see somebody break a long run, like on a kick return, it always hits the sideline. So what you're taught is, as a kicker, as a punter, as a quarterback that throws an interception, those three, your job, is to make them cut the ball back. Just cut it back. Don't make the tackle. Make him cut it back inside. So go to the sideline and make him cut back. Because when they do that, it slows them down and the pursuit will catch them.
Yeah.
But if he always just runs straight up the sideline, it's going to be a touchdown. So they're going to tell this slow dude to run as slow as you can. Because if it's going up the sideline, he's going to have to see you and cut mm-hmm. in. And that's yes. all we need. That's it.
Wasn't it, am I wrong with Mike Tomlin? Was that against?
Oh, yeah, he tripped somebody.
Was it against the Ravens where he was just like, I'm watching the scoreboard. Yeah. I didn't, whoops. And it's like, well, if you were watching it, you saw you were standing right there where the guy's going to run by you. Maybe that was why you were watching it. Now you're going to have players being like, wow, hey, mom, I'm on TV. As it's like, you got to get off the field. He's like, oh, did I not? Sorry. I'm just a slow football player.
He's funny for that. Listen, he tried to do everything he can to win those games. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, play it off. Like, I'm talking to somebody, but my foot is on.
Also, I have now gotten calls from NFL teams asking if I would like to be the 12th man. Because if you want someone slow and fat, his time getting off the field, I'm your guy.
No, you got to make it look like you really trying.
Oh, you want to be? I will run as hard as I can. I will. If they're like you, he has to run as hard as he can. If we think he's jogging, I'll be like, listen, this is as fast as I go. It takes me 14 seconds to get from midfield all the way to the sideline. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do because obviously at the beginning of it, they're going to put somebody fast out there to just do it and just sprint off the field.
Yes.
But it's going to be like somebody that's strategic. I wish Bill Belichick was still coaching. Bill would do this. He would put the slowest dude out there him to slowly run off the field.
I think the guy that would do it now would be Kyle Shanahan.
He seems like one
of the coaches that would be like, all right, we understand what the rule is. Where are the margins? What's the fringe that we can get away with? If anybody, he'd be in the category of dudes, I think, that would absolutely try that if someone's going to. But, yeah, so that's the new rule. 12th man. So you played in Seattle. 12th man was a thing out there. Now what are they going to do? Change the name on those kickoffs?
They ain't changing the name. I can't remember who originated. Was it them or Texas A&M? I want to say Texas A&M.
Texas A&M because they had to pay. I think Seattle had to pay them.
Oh,
like
really?
Something a little bit of like, we acknowledge that you came up with this. We are using it. We will give you a settlement. Now leave us alone and stop harassing us about how you came up with it first.
Oh, they take it seriously out there. I'm going to tell you that now. Yeah. Seattle is a very, very loud stadium to play in.
You get to go out there. Is that for public knowledge? You're going back
it's out there. Yeah. I'm going out there for Washington, playing Northwestern September 21st. And the tailgate show is going out there. So me and Mike Hall will be out there doing our thing.
There you go. Very nice.
I don't know if I'm going to stay, though. Like, I usually, like, every
you're
game.
You're a family man now. You got wife and kids.
Well, my wife actually wants to go out there because the Shermans stay out there. My wife is close friends with Richard Sherman's wife, Ashley, and she hasn't seen their kids since they was kids, and they be missing her. So she wants to go out there and, like, hang out with them. So we'll see.
So now Seattle is not just a place where you go where it's like, I enjoyed this city. Now it's like, and we got to see people.
Yes.
Is that the worst? Not, I mean, I'm sure you like Richard Sherman and his family.
I see him when I see him.
But like, that's how, like, when we go to New York, I have family in New Jersey. Like, and there was always that obligation of like, oh, so you were in New York City, huh? Then I'm going to come out the hour.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah.
I do, but you're not the Statue of Liberty Empire State Building. That's why we went to New York. We went to see the sights. You are people. If we want to see people, we will see you. We are out here for another thing.
I understand. He's like, that's why I don't really want to tell nobody I'm coming into town and I don't want to post no pictures, nothing. I don't even know that I was here.
Yes, but it looks like you're doing something nefarious. You're like, no, I'm just trying not to be rude to these people because I don't want them to feel bad that I didn't want to hang out. But it's not anything personal. Just I had other plans for that trip. The Jackets signed a few of their young players. We'll give you details on that next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
A couple of stalled cars to work around, especially when it comes to 270, and two of them are on the westbound side. One is after State Route 315. The other one is between US 62 and Georgeville. Both you need to watch out for that are on the left berm. And on the flip side, eastbound 270 at US 62, that's another disabled car on the right berm. So, of course, just pack your patience. Traffic sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Segment that's not a segment, Yikes, is coming up at 4:34. Jason's beef with our guy, Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer, comes up at 5:34. Mike is out today. Tyvus is here. Tyvus Powell, of course, the legend, joining us. First show we've done together, which I'm enjoying. Also enjoyed over the weekend the fact that the Columbus Crew decimated Premier League team, going to be in the Champions League this year, Aston Villa FC, 4-1. Cucho had 3 goals. For the Columbus Crew.
Patrick.
Now, this is an exhibition game. It counts for nothing. Aston Villa, their fans, of course, are pointing out the fact, I guess rightfully so, that most of their starters did not play. This was kind of like their B team. Tyvus, I want to ask you as a former player, if you played a team and beat them by like 30 points, and then afterwards the newspapers and everybody wrote about it, it was like, well, yeah, but their quarterback was dinged up and their running backs were a little ouchy in the offensive line, a guy was sitting out late, so they really didn't win by, did you take that into account, or did you go, I'm sorry, did you see the score? I think the scoreboard matters. The scoreboard says 4-1 Columbus Crew over a team that's going to be in Champions League this year in Europe. I'd say that counts. That's what I'm going to say.
I took all my wins the same way. It was like, it counts. It doesn't matter who was out there. We beat them. Because if it was the other way around, if it was close or we lost, they would use it. Wow, they see what they did with our B team. Our B team was able to do this. Like, no. You decided to go march them out there, so whoever's out there gets the business.
There's no rule saying that you have to bring your B team or you have to sit some guys or you have to do anything. You can play whoever you want. They chose to play a team that got beat 4-1.
I decided if we go up 30, my motive, if I went out there and I saw that they was resting starters or not playing their starters, I would tell the walk-on to get ready. Because I plan on sitting out the second half with a Gatorade towel. So get ready.
See, this is good. Because I know the coaches speak where they're like, we take this opponent seriously. Behind the scenes, it's like, yeah, but not really.
Let's get this. Come on now. Let's get this over with. I'm trying to chill in the second half.
That's perfect. So the Jackets signed a couple of their young players. This is good news for Jackets fans. Kirill Marchenko signed an extension with the Blue Jackets. This avoids arbitration, which I didn't realize this would be the first time ever, if it had gone there, that the Jackets had ever done arbitration with a player. But they signed him for a 3-year contract, average value $3.8 million, $11.5 million total on that deal, which is great. I mean, he turns 24. He's got a ton of points last year. One of the best players on an otherwise dismal team. Kent Johnson also gets a deal, much less money, $5.4 million over 3 years, average value $1.8 million. But both these guys good on the power play. So I say, let's actually let them be on the power play. New coach is there. New general manager is there. Maybe, Tyvus, let's have players who are good at certain things do those certain things. That's my hot take for hockey today.
Well, I think that they're trying to be well-rounded. It's different. Every coach is different. Obviously, once Dean get in there and they see what he got, he's going to hopefully put them in the best position that fits. And it's a lot of coaches that make this mistake where they see somebody and they be like, okay, what got them there was this. But it's like, but they could be so much more, and they want to be that coach or that guy that helps them develop into something better and make them a better person. Like, let them utilize their strong suit and then maybe work with them on other things. But at the end of the day, they have a certain skill set that they're good at. Let them be great at that.
Yeah. By all accounts, Dean Everson, when he was in Minnesota, he very much liked to get a line together, keep it together, develop consistency. So, well, hopefully that's what we'll get with the Jackets, because they need that, especially with all the young players.
He's open to, I think he said he was open to other things, but I know he does want to have a solid foundation. But he better be, if them young guys is coming in there and things is going right and meshing right, don't touch it. Just let it ride. Mm. Just let it ride. You got to ride the ride. You got to ride the wave sometimes.
That's exactly right. Now, switching back to the Olympics, because we have the Olympic stuff on. We're watching. This is indoor. I don't know what the right term is. Indoor women's volleyball. It's not. It's women's volleyball, not on a beach.
I think, okay, so
women's volleyball?
I think you just call it women's volleyball.
Beach is
and
the
then when
added
it's out,
modifier.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That I think.
Sense. I think you're right. I think you're right. We got that going on. I know a lot of people were talking about the, you know, opening ceremony, good, bad, or otherwise. A lot of people liked it, didn't like it. I'm not here to debate that with you. If you didn't like it, that's fine. I did have this to point out about the opening ceremony, and I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care if you liked it or didn't like it. I hope everyone saw the metal band Gojira, a band that I have listened to for years. I love this band. They are great. They are heavy. They are French. And they played in front of like a fireball of fireballs. Like they had pyro out the wazoo.
Like as, fireball?
They were shooting fire at them.
Really?
As they're playing, they were standing out of sight of windows of a giant old French building. The set that they played, the song they played, it started off with Marie Antoinette, an actress, clearly, because she's dead, with a headless woman saying a bunch of words in French that I didn't understand, and then they start playing. She's holding her own head. It was very visually striking, this thing.
I like this.
And she's in a window of this building, and then they're on the windows of this building playing their instruments, guitars and drums and all that, and then they've got a choir going behind them. They had an opera singer singing. It was all very French and weird.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the woman was holding her own head.
Yeah. It's. I'll show you. I'll show you in the break. It's one of the. It's like, I loved it. It was this metal is, as hell. It was great. It was awesome.
This was computer generated?
No. This is a. They had like a statue, and then a woman had a real head like where the hands
I
were.
Gotta
the,
but, it,
yeah,
I gotta see it. My head is spinning right now.
But what I want to tell you is the best part of this to me was that, so Marie Antoinette was, if you don't know the history of France, beheaded during the French Revolution, mm-hmm. where a bunch of people said, hey, maybe these rich jerks who are taking all the money and we're all starving to death, maybe we shouldn't let them do that. So they rose up and they got their independence partially through that. Very violent revolution, to be clear. People had their heads chopped off. However, that building they were doing this on was a prison where they kept a lot of these people that were getting ready to be beheaded. So they played songs about this with metal and the actress with the headless thing. All of that was in a real place where real people were like actually in jail for
like being beheaded.
The symbolism, like I'm saying, the French had it turned up to like all the way up. They did not care.
Huh.
The royal family from Spain was in attendance. And the royal family from Spain descends from the family of royals that was deposed during that time. So you had people sitting there watching this going, oh, yeah, that was great-great-grandma that they did this to. I mean, I'm just saying, that goes pretty hard, France. I did not expect that. I did not know you were going to get that medal on me, but I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed that part of it.
I feel like I missed out on something. I got to go back and watch
I'll show you in the break. It's... by the way, every video they post of it gets taken down because the Olympics have all their, oh, sorry, you're not allowed to repost this because we're the Olympics and we have the copyright. And it's like, do you know how social media works these days? Everything gets reposted.
I was going to say, they don't care.
They shouldn't.
Once it happens,
yeah,
like it's out there. Like,
that's right.
Somebody's going to screen record it and they're going to keep it just out there.
If you're looking for when this was, it was right after the Les Mis, but before the Ménage à Trois. It was right in the midst. They had a couple... had a couple things going. So you want to look it up on the opening ceremony. If you got it on the DVR, you can go see that there. All right, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, Fat Boy Food Tip is coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
A hot mess today with a lot of disabled cars, like southbound 71 near 670 on the right berm. You've got 270 eastbound. That disabled car is at US 62 on the right berm. On the westbound side of 270 north outer belt, you've got a stalled car on the left berm. after State Route 315, and another one between US 62 and Georgeville. That one is also on the left berm on your Monday. Traffic is sponsored by Pirani's Hockey World. Got some old hockey gear you've been looking to get rid of? Sideline Swipe will be on hand the last 3 days of the Pirani's Hockey World annual summer sale event in Westerville, August 1st to the 11th, to purchase your lightly used sports gear. Don't miss it. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bad Boy Food Tee-Up coming up in just a few moments. Common Man is out today, but we have Tyvis Powell, who, of course, is here and having a great time. Tyvis, thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate this, man. We had a nice little moment here in our break. T-Bone's going to help me get into it. Everybody knows that, if you don't know, as of lately, I've been talking about how I want to go to a heavy metal concert because I want to get in a mosh pit.
I didn't know this.
You know, I want to, because I, all right, so everybody knows, as a former football player, you don't get the opportunity to bang around anywhere. And then your mind, for so many years, since I was 9 years old, the end of July, August, like, my mind has always been get physical. It's time to be physical, you know? Yeah. And now I don't have anything to do that now. So I gotta, but it still creeps in my mind, like, all right, you gotta be physical at this, around this time. So, you know what? I can go to a mosh pit and just jump around and throw my body into people. You know, I think it'd be fun.
You absolutely can. And you know what? It's encouraged. And so all I will warn you is the mosh pits, some of them are like what we call a push pit, where people are just pushing and shoving.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. But some of them, it's turned into like MMA, where the guys are doing spin kicks and there's like jujitsu moves going on. It gets a little, it's a little much. So you have to...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
They kicking each other?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Don't see, now it might start some.
There is a thing. Again, this is way too in-depth for most people, but you asked. And so there's a thing called crowd killing that goes on at hardcore shows.
Okay.
Everybody stands on the outside. Some people get in the middle. Well, someone might feel like, you know what? This crowd's being really lame. They're not doing anything. So they will go over and purposely run across the room and just elbow someone in the face to get them mad. So they will start a fight, and then that will get everything going. It is like in any barroom brawl you've seen, like in Roadhouse, where someone smashes a beer bottle and punches someone, and then they get the whole fight going. That's essentially, but half these people that go to these shows are like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. They're like straight edge. They don't do any of that.
Oh, I fit in.
You're straight edge.
But I want to jump in. I want to, you know.
X Tyvis X. That's what they would do. They put X's around your name when you're straight edge. That would be your band. It would be X Tyvis Pal X.
I want to jump in the middle of the pit. You know, I want to just.
Perfect.
You
know? I'll get you in there.
Let's get it going.
Now, you are aware your ligaments are not what they used to be, right?
Yeah, the knee, be careful. The knee is not the same, okay. But you know, right. I'll make sure I take me in a leave or something before I go up in there.
It's good. All right. So now we're going to get Tyvis into a mosh pit. That's good. He's going back to Seattle. So that's also fun. So he's got a whole, you got your calendar's filling up now. You're not busy at all otherwise. So that's good. All right, are you ready for a Fat Boy Food Tee-Up?
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value, unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tee-Up? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, so we are going to start off. I recently went to my old, well, not my old stomping grounds, but one of the places I vacationed quite a bit as a kid, New Jersey, where my family is from, my dad's side of the family. And the food in New Jersey, there's a few things I have to get when I go back every single time. One of them is pizza. And I talked about this last week on the show. Tyvis, where do you stand on like a New York style slice?
Love it.
Big cut.
I love it. That's my favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. This is what I'm telling you. where my family lives in New Jersey. It's very rural. It is not the city. It's not Newark. It's not like Philly in that area. It's not New York City. It's country and hills and farmers. Yet, when you go to any pizza place out there, it's as if you're in Midtown Manhattan. It's as if you're in Brooklyn. It's all that style. They all make that style of pizza. And they do a sausage, if you like sausage, where they cut it just like pepperoni. So it's like a roll that is then sliced thin, and that little crispiness you get where it cups up, that's what the sausage does. It's not crumbled up pieces of meat like sausages here or like...
Yeah, no. I know. Oh, I know what you're saying. That is, that's nice.
And I walked right into a pizza place and said, give me a sausage pizza, and they said, done. And I had it, and it's still the best. Still the best.
Man, I'm jealous.
Oh, it was good. Very good
stuff.
What's
the name of this place?
The one I went to, this place was called Mezzaluna.
Mezzaluna.
But we also go to a place called Alpha Pizza out there, which is in a little town called Alpha. And we couldn't go there because the people who run it were on vacation. So that's how tiny this place is. It's like the family that runs it, and when they're out of town, you're getting no pizza or anything else. So,
and that's not good.
No. But we've had another backup place, and it was great. Now, the second thing I'm going to talk about is a thing called a pork roll. Have you ever heard of a pork roll?
I've never heard of this pork roll.
Okay.
I've heard of lobster rolls.
Yes. It's nothing like that. Although lobster rolls are delicious, and I love lobster roll. Pork roll is, get your mind around like bologna.
Okay.
And a can of Spam. And if they smash those two together, it's the size of bologna, but it's got more of the Spam kind of consistency.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. It's very salty. What is best to do with it is to put a ton of pepper on it while it's cooking. So you get that. You get it caramelized. You get it real crispy on the edges.
Okay.
And then you put it on a breakfast sandwich. It's a breakfast meat.
Oh, okay.
So what they do, Wawa is a gas station, very prominent on the Eastern Seaboard. They have you'd go into a Wawa there, they have a bagel sandwich already made up. You don't have to order it, it's already there, it's hot and ready to go with egg, cheese, and instead of bacon or sausage, you can get those. You can also get it with pork roll. And so I had one of those, and it was out of this world. I loaded up on some pork roll, put it in the cooler, brought it back here to make some at home.
I put it in the cooler.
It traveled back, baby. I had a cooler ready because I knew I didn't want to miss this. I went to a ShopRite, which is the store where they have all this stuff, and I bought that. And the other thing I bought, Teddy, are you a fan of the Tasty Cakes? Have you had a Tasty Cake?
Oh, yeah. I do enjoy a Tasty Cake.
Have you ever seen Tasty Cakes in the store?
Let me look it up because I might, and I just don't know.
Tasty Cakes is spelled, instead of with a C, it's with a K. Okay, so it's Tasty Cakes. They are an East Coast thing. I don't know exactly where they're based. I just know when you go out east, they have it way more than they have here.
Never seen it in my life.
Okay. So out here, you can get a few of the things that they offer, but a lot of their best stuff they don't offer out here, and I don't know why. I don't know why we're so regional with food. If you are ever on the Eastern Seaboard, get a Tasty Cake. One of the things they have, it's like Little Debbie. That type of stuff. But like Little Debbie has those little donut sticks, you know? They're like there's little sticks that are donuts. They're in a little individual wrapper.
I used to love those when I was a kid.
They're fantastic. Tasty Cakes makes a version of those, but they have flavors. Go figure. Not just the flavor that they make.
Yeah.
They have lemon blueberry donut sticks. They have a full-on chocolate donut stick. All chocolate with the glazing on top of it. They have pound cakes that are the size of your hand, individually wrapped with lemon pie filling, with lemon cream, with chocolate cream. These are in grocery stores. You don't have to go to like a mystical place.
They got them in Ohio?
We don't have this. What I'm saying is it's like the secret menu, except the whole Eastern Seaboard knows about it. But if you see Tasty Cakes here, you will get a couple of their... You have a cupcake you might find here, or maybe one of their like
peanut
butter
things.
But
you ain't finding the box.
You're not finding the pound cake.
Yeah.
You're not finding their... They have little jelly rolls that are delicious. I'm telling you, if you know, you know, Tasty Cakes.
Tell me you brought them back.
I brought so much of it back. I looked like if I was crossing an international border, I would have been stopped for smuggling. Yes. I went to go see family, but I'm not going to pass up an opportunity to also get some of the great things. So I'm telling you, if you ever go to New Jersey or probably the Philly area, New York, I believe down in Baltimore, you can find a lot of this stuff. Look for pork roll. Get the pizza, of course. and look for Tasty Cakes. Man. You will not be disappointed.
Here I am, just happy that I got a shrimp taco from Prohibition this weekend, is fire, by the way.
What did you think of that? I've not had a shrimp taco.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Listen, finger-licking goods. Blackened shrimp, got the nice little coleslaw on there, nice sauce, and then it's got gives you an avocado. I've been trying to eat avocados lately because it helps the bowel moves.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that. Well, I think there's some fiber in that.
Yeah.
You get a little fiber with your protein in that?
And then I read this thing. I don't know if it's true or not. It was on the internet, so you got to take it with a grain of salt.
No, it's got to be true.
So it was saying, true if it's on the internet. Said if you ate everything, like every meal like you normally eat, but you added avocado to it, it would actually shrink your body fat.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to go to McDonald's and say, give me two double cheeseburgers plain.
Throw an avocado on it.
A 10-piece chicken nugget, a large fry, large Coke, two apple pies. And if you have any avocado,
I doubt it.
I'm trying to shrink my body fat.
I just want to see. I don't know. They said that. Wait a minute. Is that your order for McDonald's?
It has been.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
No.
Tyvus.
Yeah, yeah.
When you talk about being on a diet, I'm telling you.
Don't you see the hat? You know what I had for lunch today?
A salad. Good for you. I do that too sometimes. It holds me over until my next actual meal of real food.
It's supposed to, keep you full and.
I know it's supposed to. Tyvus, I can't. Listen. It's supposed to do a lot of things. It doesn't is
yes,
my problem.
It does.
Not for me.
You're not eating enough.
Oh, I know.
You got to eat enough for the salad.
I know. But the problem becomes the taste at that point because then I can only stomach so much of it.
You got to switch your dressings.
Oh, we're doing dressings?
Yes.
Is that healthy?
It depends on which one you get. Oh. The lighter the dressing,
What's the Tyvus dressing of choice?
Well, usually is a Caesar, but
I love a Caesar salad.
I've been going with Italian lately. I've been watching The Sopranos lately.
Okay.
So I've been thinking I'm like Italian.
Mm.
So I've been eating Italian dressing.
Do you relate to Tony Soprano in a way that he is a giant hypocrite with around like the people that he loves and then behind the scenes he's,
yes.
Is that it? Or
yeah.
Is it more the food or is it more the fact that, I don't know, like I don't picture you as being in The Sopranos. You're too, you couldn't,
it's
you.
It's a good show, man.
It's a great show. There's nothing wrong with, no, but you said you feel like Tony Soprano.
No, I said I feel like I'm Italian.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I feel like I'm watching The Sopranos, I feel Italian now.
Okay. Well, Mike's the expert on that. I couldn't help you with that. I don't know. That's, yeah. Am I wrong? Caesar dressing? I mean, Julius Caesar was Italian.
Was he?
But that's not where the name comes from. I think there was a guy who had a restaurant and his name was Caesar. His restaurant was called Caesar's or something like that.
Well, Caesar salads is like my weakness.
Oh,
I'm
with you on that.
I could eat that.
That is the one salad I could eat a pound of it.
Yeah.
You just give me whatever a pound of salad looks like. T-Bone here for a pound of salad.
There we go.
That's
my fat boy food tip.
Shrimp tacos at Prohibition. Is that what you said?
There you go.
There you go. Perfect. I love it. Some NFL quarterbacks got paid over the weekend. We'll tell you who next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We continue to watch two separate disabled cars on the left berm of westbound 270. One's after 315. The other is between US 62 and Georgeville. Both of them are causing some significant delays. Speaking of which, southbound 71, little tight, Hudson over to 5th Avenue. So just pack your patience moving through there. Traffic sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Ferry Captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails, golf, charter fish, or fly in a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer and wine. Plan your weekday getaway at visitputtonbay.com. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Sorry, I'm not singing it. I don't know what to tell you. That's going to be Common Man. He's not here. Tyvus is, and Tyvus is having fun. Thanks for coming in, Tyvus. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you for allowing me to fill in for the great Common Man.
Oh, we're glad to have you. But you know what? The way we look at it on the show, you're not a fill-in. You're just part of the show.
Yeah, I do.
When you're on the show, you're just part of it.
I just pop in every, you know, I do my couple segments at the end every day.
I'm glad. That's one of the highlights of my day. I look forward to it all the time. I'm always ready for Tyvus time whenever that happens. When we don't get it for a week, I'm sad.
I just like being in the camera and messing with the people. I love it when Tim or Ted is talking and the camera pans to them and I make sure that I'm always standing in there doing something. So people be like, oh, there's Tyvus.
There you go. The segment that's not a segment, Yikes, is coming up at 4:34. Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:34. I'm sure he'll have lots of hot takes on roast beef. Maybe I'll ask him about Tasty Cakes. I bet being a Philly guy, he probably knows a little bit about the Tasty Cakes. We'll find out.
I'll be interested to find out if he's ever heard of it.
I bet he has. He probably doesn't eat it because Jason's, you know, he's a healthy guy. He tries to do what he can to stay in shape.
He's fit.
He's 70 years old and he's still on TV rocking it, doing a good, you know what I mean? Like he's.
Yeah, dude, you think they don't eat?
He has junk? To eat. I think he eats healthy. I think we've talked to him about it and he doesn't like to go to fast food places, which is, now he does like a cheesesteak.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard that. I thought when I got to the NFL, I thought everybody was going to be on this health kick. I thought that everybody was going to have like nutritionists. And then I sat next to Sherm and he took me home one day and he was like, I'm going to McDonald's. What you want? I looked at him like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I can't. I don't do that stuff.
I remember a story when Chip Kelly took over for the Eagles, when he took over the head coaching job, and people, one of the things that he made a point of was tuning up all the diet nutrition stuff mm-hmm. at the facility. And they said people were mad because they used to have pizza and burgers and like you could get anything yeah. made. It was like a full service kitchen and they had probably stuff they were supposed to eat or were recommended to eat.
Yeah, that's but how you came in. San Francisco was like that.
Yeah.
San Francisco, well, this is actually all every place that I went to. You got the meal that they made, the meal. So whatever yeah. they're having, yes. if they're having lasagna that day, they got the lasagna with the sides.
Okay.
But you could also go to the grill
mm-hmm.
and tell him what you want
yeah.
and he'll make it. So people, I remember it was this one guy, I can't remember his name, but it was a guy that was teetering his weight. So you weigh in one time in the NFL, you get, and the weigh in day is like Friday. So they give you all week to get to your weight and you get 5 pounds. If you're within 5 pounds of your weight, whether it's light or heavy, you're good.
I'm saying for an NFL, like for an elite athlete, that seems like when it's your job and all that.
You think?
I'm saying like that seems harsh for most things. I'm sure that that's something that is harsh to deal with, but that's not, I'm surprised it's not even more strict. Like, so that's all right. You had 10 pounds to play with.
You got, yeah. So the guy was like, he stepped on the scale. He was heavy by 4 pounds.
Okay.
And the next day,
yes.
No, because you get the scale in the weight room, I mean, in the locker room all week, so you can continue to weigh yourself to see where you are. So Friday, when it's time to weigh, you good.
Yeah.
So he stepped on the scale. He was 4 pounds heavy. And we looked at him. He gets to the, we get to lunch, and he goes, I want that bison burger. I want that double bison burger so bad. I'm like, you need to get a salad, bro. You like really teeter in the line.
For one day.
He goes, give me a double. Give me that double bison burger with cheese.
Yes, that's my guy.
I think he still made his weight, but it was hilarious
that's
to see somebody
right
risk
there.
It like that.
That is, yes, that's my guy. I don't know who that is, but I'm rooting for him. Sounds like a person I could relate to.
Chubby time!
Yes, we're all right there with that guy. In solidarity with the guy who said, you know what, it's 2 quarter-pound patties. So that leaves me a half a pound.
Do you
I'm
know
good.
What I did when I was teetering my stuff?
No.
I didn't eat.
No, I did not eat. Can't do that.
It was sad too because we weighed in. This was in Denver. We was on Friday weigh-ins. Thursday, the DBs wanted to go out. Like that was our thing every week. DBs go out, so we went to like this sushi place. I didn't eat nothing. I told them, listen, fellas, I am literally 215 and I can't be 216, so I'm not eating.
Oh,
and I sat there and just talked while everybody ate some good sushi, too. I was jealous.
You were like a sushi designated driver, essentially, even though it doesn't do anything like that. That's Yeah, that would be tough, man.
Come to find out, I was like 5 pounds light, so I was 210. So I did it for nothing. I could have ate.
They mess with the scale just to get everybody freaked out a little bit, and then the next day they're like, "Oh, what do you know? You guys are all underweight." That's great.
Because I had got a warning already. You get it when you miss it. Like the first, I was like 216. I was supposed to be 215. I was 216, and he was like, "I'm gonna give you a warning, but next week the fine comes out." And I'm like, "Yeah, I can't afford to get fined."
See, this is where I, among many reasons why I never would have made it as a pro athlete. One of them is I would have had so many questions about this procedure. So I'm going to ask you and see if you've ever had these questions or if you found the answers to them. For example, what was the process to figure out, like, your weight was, say, 215?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, why was that just what you weighed when you came in one
day?
Or that's it?
Yeah. So you, like, when you first come to the team.
Oh.
Like, you get weighed in.
Well, that's.
And then they like,
problem,
all right.
Problem number
this is
one.
This is your weight. This is where we want you at. This is your weight. So you can't, you know, now off season come around, if you gain some muscle in the off season, then all right, cool. But once the season start, what your weight is on that day of check-in, like camp, like when they checked in the camp and did their medicals, what your weight is, you get 5 pounds to play with. That's it. If you came in and checked in at camp at 210, you can, the heaviest you could be is 215, the lightest you could be is 205.
See,
that's
it. I think I have a very good solution to that, which is I need to get an off-season program going for lots of dudes to be like, listen, do you want to have a little more leeway for yourself? Then you need to get on my plan of getting double cheeseburgers and apple pies.
No.
And then you go to camp and you check in. It's like, wow, you're 235. You're like, yes, you got to be between 230 and 240.
But then you're gonna
done.
You're gonna die like the first couple of days because you're gonna be looking for the garbage can because it's so hot. You'll be running and throwing up. It's bad.
You're saying there's a downside to my plan of plumping up the NFL?
I wouldn't suggest somebody do it.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, see, now this is why it's good to put my theories out there in practice, because I feel like Mike and I come up with a lot of theories on this show, but we never talked to anybody who would be impacted by the theories. Your impact, your voice on that helps us learn. Maybe that wouldn't work.
And this would be a line. Usually the linemen are the ones that struggle with it. A guy like me, like a DB, we're on the lighter side. Trying to keep the weight. That's the hard part.
And I will say for a lineman, being that I weigh like a lot of linemen do, 5 to 10 pounds is like nothing. That's a heavy morning at the toilet is what that is. Like, that's just, you might be under or overweight depending on how you ate the night before or how you took care of business the next day. So they need to have percentages. That needs to be like 10 pounds either way for someone who's over 350. Come on.
If you lose 5 pounds at the toilet, man.
I mean, I'm not saying I am. I'm saying I bet that's happened. I'm telling you.
No.
That's the plight of big dudes.
Nobody's pooping 5 pounds. Maybe one or two, but five?
Ooh. Teddy, open up the phone lines. If you ever lost 5 pounds. No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that. Well, we didn't do the quarterbacks thing, and we have a segment next. We will get to the quarterbacks who got paid. You may already know who they are. But next up is the segment that's not a segment. It is Yikes. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic really slow heading westbound on 70 downtown split, starting from 71 East Split as you make your way over to the 315 West Split. You've got that broken down car on the left berm. Actually, two of them westbound 270. One's after 315. The other one's between US 62 and Georgeville. So just pack your patience moving through. Traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Man and Bone, we do all of our banging. If you know Mike, if you know me, there's only one place we go when we're looking to place a sports wager, and that is the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's 12,000 feet of gaming action. It is all the screens you want to see all your favorite activities, whatever sports those may be. We got a lot of sports on TV right now. Some of those are international. Some of those are sports that involve like horses. Some of them involve like a pole, and there's a vault. There's all kinds of other stuff that we don't usually talk about, but you can bet on it all at Hollywood Casino Columbus at the Sportsbook, which is gorgeous. Plus great food, great drinks, great company. Lots of great people out there. So go check it out today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mike is out today, but Tyvus Powell is here as always on the show, and we love having him. Glad we get to host today. Tyvus, this has been fun.
It has been a great time.
Tyvus and I just in the break, Tyvus said something to me that is my fault because I explained Yikes earlier, and he said, so I just need to have one story for Yikes, right? And I said, Yikes. Actually, it's three, and I didn't explain it well. So Tyvus will have a Yikes, and then Teddy and I will do the other rest of the Yikes. I think that's how it's going to go. Ready to go? Teddy, are you ready to go?
How many? I just have one, too. That's okay. All I thought it was.
See? I'm new. I have seven Yikes. That's good. That's good, Teddy. All right, this will be fun. We'll see how it goes. My first Yikes goes to a Western New York woman. It's not her. It's the restaurant she went to. She's going viral on TikTok and Facebook after sharing a meal that she had purchased at a local Burger King restaurant was given to her and her daughter in the drive-thru. Her daughter had asked specifically for no ketchup on the sandwich, no ketchup on anything. She gets the food and her daughter hands it back to her daughter, and her daughter says, Mom, there's ketchup on this. I didn't want ketchup. Mom gets the burger back and realizes this is not ketchup. This is blood. Yikes. She then called Burger King, said that she needed to go back there, and said, I knew if I just went back there, I'd end up in jail. So she called them and said, what the hell? They said, oh, sorry, we're not sure what happened. Maybe someone had a cut. They ended up shutting down the restaurant and deep cleaning it for a day to get this all fixed for them. And then they offered her very politely to give her the money back on her meal. Yikes. That's not the way that goes. There's going to be a bigger, I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit coming out of this. But this woman posted this on TikTok. It went viral. So now the damage control is happening from Burger King. Gross and awful. But on top of all this, her daughter said she took a couple bites of this sandwich. So because of that, every week for a year, she has to go get a blood test done to make sure that she didn't contract any type of disease. All of that's awful, and I hope that that woman gets paid a ton by Burger King and the company. Otherwise, yikes. Tyvus, go ahead.
All right. So the Olympic broadcaster, Bob Ballard, well, he made some comments that was inappropriate about the female swimmers.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. Well, what he said was, so the women were, they had finished their relays, and it was, they was at the day before, and his remark was, well, I quote, well, the women just finishing up. You know what women are like, hanging around doing their makeup. And yeah, they seem to have removed him for these remarks. Everybody kind of said that they were sexist. And he since then has come out and apologized for making said remarks.
Not good. Yikes.
And
yikes. Daddy?
All right. The Reds, they lost the Rays yesterday 2-1. Hunter Green, he pitched seven scoreless innings, but it wasn't enough. With one out in the eighth inning, Reds reliever Fernando Cruz, he allowed a walk to load the bases. Cruz struck out the next batter, but his pitch got away from the catcher, allowing the runner on third to score to tie the game at one. Yikes. There we go. Reliever Lucas Sims, he then takes over. He comes in. He walks the next batter on five pitches, which allowed the Rays to take a 2-1 lead, which was the final score. Yikes. The Reds are now 9-20 in one run losses this season. Yikes.
That's not good, buddy.
Yeah, that one, I was very upset about that game.
Oh?
Had a little something on it.
Yeah,
you know, it
understandable.
Was one of those ones you look you look away like, oh yeah, that one's good, and I come check later and I'm like, wait, they lost?
No,
yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of no fun, the Chicago White Sox lost 6-3 to Seattle on Sunday. That was the team's 14th loss in a row. Yikes. The record for the Sox right now is 27-81 on the season. Also, yikes. It's a winning percentage of .250, exactly what the 1962 New York Mets were when they set the modern record for losses by going 40-120. Yikes. Those Mets, though, were actually ahead of these White Sox through 108 games in percentage. They were 29-79 at this point. The 1916 Philadelphia Athletics, who hold the modern record for the worst winning percentage at .235, they went 36-117. They started 23-85 before improving ever so slightly down the stretch. If you're not doing the math on the record of 27-81, that means the Chicago White Sox, as of July 28th, because this was yesterday, they are not able to achieve a winning record at this point, because they have 81 losses.
Yeah.
Best they could do is 81 wins, which would not be a winning record. So before August, they've already mathematically eliminated themselves from a winning season. That's how bad it's been on the south side of Chicago. Yikes.
Poor Common, man.
Oh, I know.
I feel bad for them. So, you know what, though? They should sell it. They should trade everybody to the Guardians.
And if they had any, they would. That's a good call. Go ahead, Teddy.
All right. Georgia football coach Kirby Smart's Twitter account sent out a happy birthday message to one of his players, Ra-Ra Thomas, on Saturday. The tweet was
preemptive yikes, but go ahead.
The tweet was quickly deleted after about 10 minutes. Yikes. That's because Ra-Ra had been arrested on Friday for several charges of family violence.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing the tweet was just a pre-scheduled tweet that was forgotten about until it went out, but yikes.
You imagine being the social media intern that like posted this and someone's like, yeah, it's too bad about Ra-Ra. He got arrested. You know, it's the day of his birthday, too. And the person goes, birthday? Oh, no! And then, like, they remembered they put all the birthday tweets in, like, 6 months ago. And they have to go get them. And then, oh, no, it posted already. Bad. Bad all around.
Yeah, that's one of those ones. I'd be scared.
Uh-huh. So this is from Dawn Staley, the South Carolina women's basketball coach, who is a legend. She's awesome. She is in Paris for the Olympics. And she said the following. She sent a picture out of a machine with a bunch of Coke bottles in it. If you know Coke, you know that there are some that are in plastic bottles, but the good stuff, the stuff that's still made with pure cane sugar, this is sometimes referred to as Coca-Cola. Like in Mexico, this is still the Coca-Cola they serve. So sometimes in the Mexican section or the Hispanic section of a grocery store, they will have this Coke.
Yeah.
But it's usually only Coca-Cola glass bottles.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Dawn Staley in Paris found that not only did they have that, they also had cherry Coke with the real sugar in the glass bottle. And she said, are you holding out on this, Coca-Cola? What's the deal? I'm with Dawn Staley. If you have cherry Coke available in glass bottles and you're not selling it anywhere over here, yikes. That's a big fail. You're losing out on millions of dollars, Coke. Don't do that.
Yeah, my wife would give all her millions of dollars just to have it because that's her drink of choice.
Oh, cherry Coke, it's great. Teddy?
All right. The Red Sox acquired catcher Danny Jansen from the Blue Jays yesterday. Jansen has the chance to do something unique. He could technically play for both teams in the same game. Yikes. Jansen, he was at bat when the game between these two teams was suspended on June 26th. The game will be made up on August 26th. The Red Sox catcher at that time, he's no longer on the team, so there's a good chance that Jansen, he's going to play in this game. So that would make him the first player to ever play for both teams in the same game. Yikes.
That, you know what? I hope that happens, though.
I do, too.
I hope that happens.
That is actually really cool to be able to say I played in both of these games.
Well, did you say, Teddy, that he was also... Was he at bat?
Yeah, he was at bat.
There was when like the game was suspended.
Yeah, 0-1 count or something like that. And yeah, that's when it was suspended. But obviously he won't be batting, but he might be up behind the plate.
He's right. He could be the guy at bat when the game is suspended. And then the next time that they take the field, he's the guy catching
the ball. Yeah,
that's insane. Well, that's baseball for you, right? We like little quirks like that. Ohio State has announced a cool schedule change. I'll tell you about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Heads up, you will find EMS crews on the scene along eastbound US 33 before Gender, taking care of a crash with injuries. Right lane is blocked with backups out there at least 45 minutes long, if not more. And then we're still seeing delays, heavy backups this afternoon from an earlier wreck along southbound 270. This is just after 670. It is on the right berm. Traffic is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America, NA, copyright 2024. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Travel.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tyvus Powell in today. Man will be back on Wednesday. Lots to get to still on the show. We're going to talk to Jason Stark on Jason's Beef at 5:34. Our guy, the Hall of Famer. Lots to break down just ahead of the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Guardians, Reds, how active will they be? Spoiler alert on the guards, probably not very, but
you never know. Don't break my heart like this. Like if they don't make a move to by tomorrow 6 p.m., I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Really?
I don't.
You're that invested in it.
I am, because it's good. It's like finally, like they actually look like a team that can win the World Series, and you're not going to help them.
You know,
what was the point of Jose leaving $100 million on the table? Like, what?
Right.
What y'all owe it to people? Y'all owe it to the fans. Y'all owe it to Jose. Y'all owe it to people. And y'all keep doing this.
I don't understand why that.
It's disgusting.
Why that won't happen, other than the fact that the Dolans have been fairly notorious about stuff like this. And it's frustrating, right? I'm not saying that it's like you should get used to it, Cleveland fans. You know this. No, it's still frustrating, even if it happens all the time. And they do, I'll give them at least their credit here. They do pay some of their players, right? Like,
yeah, when guys they take that have come a up discount. And
been, yeah, well, that's fair enough too, right? But yeah, this is at some point you gotta strike while the iron's hot. And it's never been hotter, at least not in, I don't know, since they made the World Series the last time.
Yeah, 16.
But even then, I mean, did they have the second best record in baseball for most of the year, I think?
Yeah, no.
I don't think they were there. They were good, but I don't think they had that even going at that point. So you got to make a run, as all these other teams seem to have various weaknesses. And some of the strong teams you thought were going to be good, or you know, the Dodgers aren't necessarily the world beaters we thought they were.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to take advantage. Hopefully they will.
Hmm.
All right, here's the big announcement with the schedule change. This is for Ohio State women's volleyball. Their head coach, Jen Flynn Oldenburg, announced that their team's home game against Michigan has been moved from the Covelli Center to the Shot. Mm-hmm. Now, this game is on October 13th. Ohio State and Michigan playing. It'll be the first time that the Buckeye volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, has ever played at the Shot. They used to play their games in St. John Arena before the Covelli Center got built. But tickets are going to go on sale, I believe, August 7th for this. So I will say, even though I'm not the biggest volleyball fan, I don't know much about volleyball.
You going?
I would like to go to this. I think that's a cool event for the city, for obviously this program, but also for Ohio State. It's fun to watch them. Anybody play Michigan. We hope that the Buckeyes can win that, no matter what the sport is. But yeah, a really cool event, and I think they deserve our support.
I would tell you that I caught my first women's volleyball game 2 years ago, and I was at the Covelli Center. It was by far one of the best experiences I had. Like, everybody is so in tune. It's so fun to watch the competitiveness of these women and their sport. They get the crowd involved. It's really a nice environment. If you ain't got nothing going on a Sunday, you should definitely make it out to watch them play.
Oh, the Covelli Center, I've heard, is hopping.
Yeah.
Like, it gets going. I went there for a women's basketball game. They played Cincinnati a couple years ago
in
the Covelli Center. Yeah, they put it in there, and it was, you know, packed.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then you're right down on the court. I mean, yeah. being able to see elite athletes up close, I know for Tyvus, this is not a big deal because he was an elite athlete, but for the rest of us, it's just jarring. I remember going down on the field for Ohio State games when I first started working the media, and I would have a press pass and I would have to go across the field to the other sideline to get to the press conference at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 minutes before the game ends, they let the media go down there and stand on the sidelines and they can start walking around, you know, the end zone and all that. And just being down there on the field and seeing how big everything was, the crowd, the stands, the players, mm-hmm. you realize how far 20 yards is, even though on TV you're like, oh, this guy not reach for that first down, buddy. What's going on? Then you see it and you're like, that's a really far distance. And that's difficult.
And like, I've had moments where I've been around elite athletes and I was like, I never tell you, it's three NFL players that I've physically watched. And I said, you know what? This guy, it's players in the NFL and then it's this guy.
Okay.
That's three times.
Okay.
Who are they? The first one. Khalil Mack, when he was with the Chicago Bears.
Really?
I sat there and I watched Khalil. I was watching tape and they triple teamed him. They had the tackle and the tight end. He split that and then they brought the running back. He beat all three of them and almost got a sack. I said, this is unbelievable. This guy is elite.
Hmm. Whole different level than what you were
saying. Second person.
Yeah.
This one is, I seen it live. I watched this happen. Aaron Donald. When I was in San Francisco, Aaron Donald, he made this play where he like tackled our running back. He took our guard and he threw him into our quarterback and got the sack. I was like, wow. Then the second thing he did was the running back. I can't remember if it was Raheem or Matt Breida. It was one of the two. They was running the ball. He tackled them and stripped them in one motion. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I said, this dude is elite.
Okay.
Lastly, I was a rookie, Seattle, playing. I was with the LOB. I was on the sideline, and this is back when everybody was still in their prime. Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers, he went out there and he shredded them. And I was like, I watched the throws he was making. I was like, man, this dude is great.
Yeah.
So that was the three times where I was like, it is. So that was the three athletes that I was like, it's their head and shoulders above everybody else.
That's good. And then Aaron Rodgers decided to go.
He's did Mother Ayahuasca and he does darkness retreats now. And yeah. So I think he's still good.
He's still good.
Great. Yeah,
but he could also be weird.
He's into some stuff that I ain't, you know, that ain't for me.
Not a big fan of the ayahuasca.
I wouldn't know, and I don't want to find out.
All right. Well, we'll get you there. We'll get some tea going, and we'll see what happens. That's right. I promise. At some point, I'm going to talk about the quarterbacks that actually got extensions, I guess.
Well, I talked about the Packers, and that's one
we
of
did. Well, that's right. Yeah, one of those teams is one of the ones paying, guys. We'll do that. And something else that I've lost. You know what? Stay tuned to find out. Quarterback talking more next. Tyvus Powell is in. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
This afternoon, you'll find police on the scene of a wreck along southbound 270 after 670 on the right berm. Let's move over to westbound 270 between US 62 and Georgeville, where that earlier stalled car now clearing from the right berm. And the same goes for 71 southbound near 670. That earlier disabled car is also clearing out for you as well. Traffic is sponsored by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance. Save up to 60% on a wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. Plus, score a free adjustable base with a qualifying purchase. Hurry up and stop by Mattress Firm today. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The show that will tickle you stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Something like that. That's right.
The remix. You see that? You like that? That was a nice little remix.
The remix was good. I like it. Ted is over there on the ones and twos, holding it down. That's good. Tyvis Powell is in. Common Man is off today. He will be back on Wednesday. Don't forget, we're still talking to our guy, Jason Stark. Baseball trade deadline coming up later on. I believe that's tomorrow. So we will talk to Jason coming up in 5:34. Jason's beef will be then. Tyvis Powell is in. Good to host with you, buddy. This has been fun.
What is this sport right here on the left TV?
Oh, that is, it looks like we were watching team handball.
Handball. Okay.
Have you ever, I've only watched this a few times, but I find it fascinating because it's a little bit like basketball. It's a little bit like, I don't know, I guess hockey or soccer because there's a goal and a goalie, but you can only move so many times before you have to bounce the ball or get rid of it.
Ooh, leeches.
Yeah. And you can't go in the, there's like an arc with paint and you can't go in there, I'm pretty sure. So you see them all kind of huddle around. They'll try to run.
So you get,
right,
you must
up
only
to
get like 3 steps. Ooh.
Yeah. And then they foul too. They hit pretty, like for a sport like basketball, like there's decent fouls getting called in this thing. Like they're, it's a physical sport.
You know, Timmy and Common Man should apply for the Olympics because I'm watching this ping pong game, and this is as competitive as Tim and Common Man.
You think Tim and Common, you're sucking up to them. They'll love that. They love hearing that.
It's about as competitive as these games I'm watching.
All right. I'm going to have to watch this more. I actually thought about trying to get Common Man an Olympic jersey, U.S. Olympic jersey, but then I didn't know how the sizing would work. Because
3X.
Well, you know, because these are, you look at most of the Olympians, they're not skinny, built like radio hosts is what I'm trying to say. So, but yeah, that's pretty good. Timmy and Common Man actually have the OSU handball team, right? I think they have track suits from the OSU handball team.
Yeah, I think they do.
That's right. So I also don't get why the ping pong players in the Olympics, they are like right up to the table and
yeah,
they're like faces are down
either.
And like, I don't, I'm sure there's a reason. I don't understand the reason.
It's some new strategy that you know what though? They start off close and then they back up.
You're right. That's fair. So you just heard it in SportsCenter from Ryan Baker. According to Chris Ballas of thewolverine.com, the NCAA prepared to issue a notice of allegations against Michigan as soon as tomorrow. In his report, he says Michigan is expected to be hit with level one violations for the off-campus in-person scouting operation led by former staffer Connor Stallions. Two other former coaches are expected to be hit with level two violations for providing impermissible benefits to Michigan athletes. The NCAA could seek to ban Michigan from the postseason for 1 or 2 years. Michigan, of course, would appeal any postseason ban. Unlikely, I should say, that if there is a ban implemented, it would go into effect this year because they would probably appeal it, and as you can guess, the NCAA does not typically get through their appeals process very quickly.
Yeah.
So, Tyvis, do you think there is a chance that Michigan will receive a postseason ban over the cheating scandal from Connor Stallion?
I mean, there's a chance. I don't think they will because when they, what is the point? The guys that benefited the most are gone. All the players are gone. Yeah, obviously you got a handful that decided to come back, but the players is gone, the coach is gone. So you're essentially punishing guys that really had nothing to do with it. And I think that's unfair. It makes me think about the year that I came in Ohio State, 2012, when we were serving the 1 year bowl ban, where it's like, as a freshman, I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, why should I suffer a punishment for something that I didn't do? And I always thought that that was unfair. So even though there are rivals, when I look at this situation, I still say, like, y'all should have did something years ago. Like, when you caught it, you should have did something then. I think at this point, you're punishing guys that don't really have nothing to do with it.
Can I also say that if, let's say, Ohio State this year, and this is not an indication of anything that's going on, but if Ohio State beats Michigan this year, wins a Big Ten championship, wins a national championship, and you get all the banners, you get all that stuff, and then a couple years down the road, it's like, hey, there actually were some violations. We might have to ban you for like a year or two from the postseason. While that would suck, I think there are a lot of Buckeye fans right now would be like, I'll make that deal.
Yeah,
I'll make
sure,
that trade.
I'll take it.
Because you know, Michigan fans, are they going to be sad if they get this? They're all going to.
They already won.
They're going to complain online about it a little bit. They'll say it's unfair.
No, they're not.
But most of them are going to say, yeah, who cares? We've got all the hardware. We got the banner up. We got all the stuff we want.
You're not telling me to forfeit no games. You're not telling me to to cancel out the championship. Like, none of that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They'll sit out a year. They'd be fine with that.
I see. I am just saying, I don't think the NCAA has a good, effective punishment mechanism for this. So
no, they should have did something about it at the moment, like right at the moment. They should have, instead of waiting all of this long, they should have did something right then and there to lay the law down. Then it would have meant something.
No, it didn't. They didn't do it. Now Jim Harbaugh's coaching the NFL. And like you said, most of those players that were even involved in that are gone. So this is from the NFL. Talked about a little bit. Jordan Love signed a 4-year, $220 million deal with the Packers. That is a $55 million per year average. Mm. That matches Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow for the highest in league history. He is going to get a $75 million signing bonus included in this, $155 million in new guarantees, fully guaranteed. He is now contractually tied to Green Bay through the 2028 season, where he will become a free agent again at the age of 30. So,
was last year his first year as a starter?
That feels right.
Yeah.
I want to say it was.
Yeah, it was. So this man went out there and played one season and got the bag. That's, I tell you what, ooh-wee.
I mean,
if you got a kid, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a young high school kid or a middle school kid and you want to play football, play quarterback, because you don't necessarily have to be great. It just need to be your turn to get paid. That's where we're at.
Great is relative, right? Like, everybody who plays quarterback in the NFL is a great quarterback to the average person, is pretty great in most ways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, is Jordan Love a top? Like, it feels like if you're not actively trying to bench your quarterback in the NFL and you're not currently trying to draft a guy to replace that guy in the NFL, then you have to give that guy that is not getting benched and not getting someone to replace him like $200 million. But,
yeah.
But that's not, I wouldn't put Jordan Love in the top five quarterbacks in the league. Would you?
No.
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 I wouldn't put
your top five.
Tua Tagovailoa got years, $212 million.
He's an injury away, which they need to solidify, make sure their line is always secure.
Here are the top five quarterbacks in the NFL as far as payment on their current salaries.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, $55 million annual value.
Okay, that's fine.
Trevor Lawrence, $55 million annual value.
I'm not a fan.
Right. It feels like you're not replacing him, but has he shown you that he's at that elite level yet? He took some steps, but not there yet. Jordan Love, $55
million. He ain't that. In one season, it's definitely not a
problem. No. Tua Tagovailoa is $53
million. Now, Tua's had, for the past couple of years, Tua, I want to say, has finished high in passing yards, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, he's got some numbers.
So, like, he actually can make the case. Like, I got some stats that, like, tells you that I'm good. So, he can. Now, is it worth what he got?
Is he going to stay healthy? Which is not, this is not his fault, but what is the argument of the running back every single time? It's like, I'm sorry, we're not going to pay running backs. Do you know how often they get injured? I know quarterbacks are not viewed that way, but Tua Tagovailoa gets injured like a running back does he not? Like, he's had issues. I mean, and like you said, he's one bad hit away from who knows.
They better make sure that his right, not his left, his right tackle, because he's left-handed.
Yes, that's right.
His right tackle better be on it.
And then your fifth highest paid quarterback, annual average value of their contract, is Jared Goff. So again,
Jared Goff had a really good season last year.
He's had a good career.
Yeah.
And he did do some good things last year. Again, top five guy. Like Burrow, Lawrence, Love, Tagovailoa, Goff.
Burrow's the only the bona fide top five guy.
He
got injury problems.
All those guys and Justin Herbert are making more than Lamar Jackson. Like a multiple time MVP of the league.
He just signed. That's crazy.
Right. I'm saying that the numbers are odd. Like, you made this point before the show, and I think you're spot on. Daniel Jones.
He blew it. Yeah,
he was the first. He was the first guy that got some kind of deal where you said, well, I guess if he's your starter for the Giants, you have to pay him hundreds of millions of dollars, I guess. But did anyone think he was really that good?
My thing is, see, the problem is everybody, since this is such a big quarterback-driven league, everybody's scared to start over, or everybody's scared to go in with a rookie. They feel like if you got a guy who can at least keep you in the game and not lose you a game, like, it's like, all right, we got to hold on to this guy, because it's so hard to find the quarterback. It's something, literally every year we watch a team give up a first round pick to try to get up in the draft to get a quarterback every year, because it's so pivotal in this game. But you also have to, you got to give your coaches some credit. Like, all right, maybe this is the scheme. Maybe we can just get anybody in there. Like, is it Tua or is it Mike McDaniel? We seen Tua without Mike and it wasn't great. You know, we seen some of these quarterbacks without certain play callers and they weren't great. So why do you feel like the next guy you bring in can't do the same thing?
You know, like, the team that's going to have the biggest question mark in that regard, team that keeps making Super Bowls, in the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, they about to. Hoo-wee.
They got Brock Purdy that I think everyone has a big question mark about. Now, if you want to talk about, is he better than some of the guys who just got this money? That's a fine discussion. I guess you want to say, is Brock Purdy better than Jordan Love? But Kyle Shanahan, that offense seems to do well with no matter who's playing quarterback. They find ways to get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo there, with Brock Purdy there. They've done it different ways.
They have.
Is that Brock Purdy's going to probably get $200 million out of this deal?
No, ain't no probably. Right. How can you say he ain't? Like, it's,
well, right. I know. It's
they're literally not going to pay their receiver because they have to save the money to give to the quarterback.
Right. And I don't understand it. Right. I'm saying, I am living in a world now with NFL contracts where I occasionally have to come up for air and say, I don't get what's happening. I know we're in it, and we're going to talk about how this is compared to that guy's deal. This doesn't make sense. When you're talking about running backs, we're like, I would like to get $12 million, and like, you can burn in hell forever. And the guy's like, well, hey, I'm like a mediocre quarterback who has had one half of a good year or a year and a half. And they're like, would you like $250 million? Congratulations. You've got it. Don't get it.
And with all contracts in the NFL, it really don't matter what you do the entire time. On your contract year, if you ball, they gotta pay
That's right.
Or you go get franchise tag, which is a lot of people like the franchise tag, and say, let me see you do it again. And then if you do it again, then okay, we can pay you.
Or if you're the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, you're like, let me see you do it for like sixth season in a row. Although they paid him once.
So, you know,
we'll find out.
It might be time where they like, you know what, maybe we need to look elsewhere, which, it's hard to say that because he had a really good season. He just ain't performing in the postseason, which that's really what it's about.
Yeah, you'd be better off just being mediocre, and then in the playoffs, just everything clicks for you and you're good. Ask Eli Manning about that, in case you're wondering.
Joe Flacco.
He got paid.
That's right. You know it. Well, he did, and then, yeah.
Flacco, my cracko.
So, there's a little scandal brewing in France, and it doesn't have to do with the soccer team. Canadian soccer had a scandal, but it's not that. It's about France not paying enough money for these Olympics. I'll tell you what it is next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
A lot of slowdowns to tell you about. 270 East Outer Belt southbound, bumper to bumper, Livingston over to 70 East Side. A slow go along 71 northbound between Broad and 11th. And an earlier crash causing tie-ups, US 33 eastbound before Gender. Off to the right berm, but you're backed off, or you're backed up at around 270. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. The Ohio Laborers, they're more than just hard hats and tools. They're the backbone of Ohio's infrastructure, constructing vital projects that shape your communities. Witness their members as they construct solar energy facilities, harnessing the power of the sun for Ohio's future. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tyvus Powell in for Common Man today. Don't forget, we have Jason Stark. We're going to talk to him coming up. Jason's B 534. Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on The Fan. Tyvus, did you know, because the Olympics going on in Paris, they had a, you know, they have all these facilities. They have all these different things. They've got the swimming going on that people love. I like to watch swimming only for the Olympics. I don't usually watch it any other time.
I agree with that.
But I will watch all the swimming when they are doing this. So in the men's 100-meter breaststroke final at the 2024 Olympics on Sunday.
That's this, right?
Breaststroke is, which one is that? I don't remember. I think it's this one where you're like coming out of the
like
middle?
Like this?
I think. I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
This is how much swimming I watch. I don't even know which one it is. Yeah, one's the butterfly? Ted, I thought the butterfly was that. This is a butterfly, right? The big
You're right. That's the butterfly.
Okay. So breaststroke is where you're like, it's like your little shark, and you're just trying to like swim through the water like that.
Okay.
I think that's what we're
talking about. Your little shark, yeah.
Okay, got you.
Baby shark. Anyway, whatever this was, breaststroke, it doesn't matter. The 100-meter breaststroke final, all of the swimmers in that final, again, this is the best of the best, not one of them would have finished better than eighth at the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago.
So we're doing bad.
Not because the athletes are any worse off. They are saying this has to do with the pool. The race of the century, one night earlier, women's 400 freestyle, three one-time record holders all fell well short of their personal best. Katie Ledecky failed to break 4 minutes, which is apparently like, that's a ridiculous shock that she didn't have a faster time. So what they're saying is the reason for this is because the pool is not deep enough at the Olympics. I didn't know anything about this.
So okay. Do they times like not work? They scratch everybody's time?
No. This is the Olympic time.
So you're going to play whatever your time was is going to always go with you no matter what.
They're comparing this to previous Olympics. But in this Olympics, you know, everyone's in the same pool. So it's obviously still fair.
I guess that's true.
But people were marveling at why are we not seeing faster times? And apparently, just like you could have a different field in, you know, football or I guess you could have it in baseball or soccer.
I don't like that, though.
Well,
I would be upset.
Here's the thing. They said that in this Olympics, this pool was built 2.3 meters deep. No, 2.15 meters deep. Not 3 meters deep. So we're talking like 7.5 feet instead of 9 feet deep.
Okay.
9+ feet. Almost 10 feet deep is what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
The reason for this, because they had to change the venue because last minute, they had a problem with the diving venue. They had to put the diving stuff into where the swimming was going to be. They're using that pool for diving. So they had to build a pool in an arena that doesn't usually have a pool in it. And because they wanted to save some money, France apparently said, we don't need to build it 3 meters deep. Let's just build it as deep as we need to legally be allowed to do this and call it the Olympics. Apparently, if the pool's not deep enough, the water doesn't have as far to travel, like the waves that you're creating. Thus, it creates more turbulence for the swimmers because more of the waves stay really choppy. The water gets choppier. It slows you down. If you had a pool that was like 50 feet deep, it would be like glass comparatively to this because it's so shallow. I didn't know a thing like that could affect the time, but they're saying this is why all the times are down.
This is absurd because this is the second time that a major like event has done something like this. I think it was the women's final four game.
A couple years ago.
It was this year where the 3-point line on one side was like shorter or something like that.
Yeah, it was crooked and it was like the wrong distance too. Yeah. You're right. Yes.
How is this happening at these major events that people ain't getting these things right? Like it's odd to me. It's really odd that people ain't checking these things. Like they just okay with letting these things happen. And I feel like people getting robbed of their performances.
Well, that's the other thing too, is I would think if you're the Olympics, you would say, we want to have
like the most records ever at our Olympics. We wouldn't have the fastest times.
You probably should have dug it deeper. 3.5.
That's the thing. So they're building this. Like if you saw, they had the Olympic trials were in Indianapolis where the Colts play, Lucas Oil Stadium, and they built a platform and then put the pool under the, you know, so it's not, they're not outside the, or it's not a new building. They're just making a platform and then the pool is in there basically.
Okay.
That's what they did in this stadium. But it's not deep enough for this to be as fast as it should. Apparently, the current standards for the world aquatics minimum is 2.5 meters. But when the Olympics were first approved, they said you could have one as shallow as 2 meters. But now that's considered, like, no one does that. It's like
except
having
France with 2.1.
Yeah. It's like having AstroTurf and saying, like, well, when they built this place, AstroTurf was allowed, but you're not allowed to build any new stadiums with AstroTurf.
Don't even talk about AstroTurf. That's the worst thing ever.
Did you ever? I assume you had to play on
it. I did it in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was not. It's like carpet. And the thing is, you can't wear cleats.
Yeah, oh, right. Because
you you'll slide and just fall. So you got to, like, wear, you're better off with tennis shoes. Which is crazy to me because it feels like carpet. It was terrible. It was
somebody one of the worst games. Wearing like socky running shoes. Yeah, I'm like, hey, just trust me. This
one
will
of
work.
The worst games. Our defensive end couldn't get off the ball because he had cleats on, so he had to like go put his Jordans on, his brand new Jordans, and wear those. And he said he was better off with that.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine.
So I don't even want to hear AstroTurf.
Well, AstroTurf is terrible. I actually did play in high school in my little tiny basketball career that I had. We played, one of the schools that we played was in a church, and their auditorium, their gymnasium was also where they had their main services on Sundays for their church.
Was it carpet?
Yes, it was carpet over concrete.
Yeah.
So when you go into this basketball, you know, again, there's basketball hoops down, there's 3-point line, there's everything on the floor that you need. We had real refs. It wasn't like this was pretend. Like we had a game there, but you know what the sounds are of a basketball court. You hear tennis shoes squeaking, you hear the ball bouncing, and it sounds a certain way hitting on a wood floor. Instead, here you just heard like, and then no squeaking. And then like a parent would be like, he doesn't look like he's going to shoot well today. And it'd be like, you could hear it all over the gym. there was no, all the carpet absorbed all the echoes. So everybody sounded like they were right next to you.
Did y'all win the game?
Well, we played multiple times and I think we won most of the times we played.
I don't think I've ever had that experience when I played on carpet.
Dude, go into like a tiny Christian school. We played in a scene like that. We played in up in Fremont, Ohio. We played on a stage where the basketball court was on their stage and it was big enough, I guess, to count, but you had about 10 feet and then a 5-foot drop. So when you chase a ball out of bounds, you had to be aware that you couldn't just like leap into the crowd.
Yeah.
There was a 5-foot drop. Or if you slid to like dive for a loose ball.
Why would they build it?
I don't know. To torture children? I have no idea why they made us do that. It sucked. It was the worst.
I've never heard a stage.
Yes. Trust me. That I could, if I had, I need to find photos. I'm sure my parents have them. I will bring them in.
Wait,
so you can
how
see.
How old were you?
This was like junior high when we played on the stage. High school though, we played my senior year. I played on the car. I had rug burns.
Yeah.
Dive, you know.
I would have refused to play.
You should have. And I'm glad.
I demand a hardwood floor.
Tyve is here demanding a wood floor, and I'm with him. All right. Jason Beebe with our guy Jason Stark is next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We continue to monitor an earlier crash along eastbound U.S. 33 before Gender, causing at least a 50-minute delay with slowdowns from about 270. Speaking of slowdown, State Route 315, little heavy going southbound 670 to Richtown. And then you've also got 70 eastbound between Hamilton and 270. Bumper-to-bumper issues out there. Traffic is sponsored by Staples Stores. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are just 50 cents each at Staples. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program. In-store only. Offer ends 8/24. Limit 10. Save big on back to school at Staples. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Time Spout joining me, and now joining us on the line is Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer. Jason, how are you, buddy?
Hey, T-Bone. I'm doing great. How's everything?
Oh, we're good. I'm guessing it's a little busy for you, given that the trade deadline is upon us, Major League Baseball, teams moving and shaking. I guess the question I have for you to start off is, should Guardians fans be as pessimistic as Tyvis Powell sitting next to me is? Because
Tyvis, you're pessimistic?
Yeah, I need something to happen. Like, this is it's bothering me, the quietness of the Guardians right now, to have the second best record in the baseball and not make any moves. It's really not sitting well with me.
Well, you're familiar with how they do business, right?
You're the second person to say that.
Yeah, someone else would say that earlier today.
Maybe I'm glad to be trendy. You know, they do things quietly, but it has been quiet. And I mean, I've been poking around, asking teams about them. What they're trying to do, I think, is a tough needle to thread, which is they're in buy sell mode at the same time. I mean, it's a little difficult to discern exactly what they're up to, but it feels like they're shopping bullpen depth for starting pitching and or a bat, and like that makes sense to me. I mean, great pen, best pen probably in the game, but I keep looking at their team and wondering, who would you match up against in October and you would fear them? I don't think that answer is anybody, right? They're 24th in starting pitching ERA, and maybe they're going to get one of these guys that they sent to the minors for a reset, get him back and rolling, but it's just tough to depend on that. It's a really difficult market. There's not a lot out there, and so what they're trying to do is just hard to do. But people don't talk much about their offense. Like, I admire that they find ways to score, but their formula for how they score is just hard to replicate in the postseason. So, I mean, they've had an amazing year. But does it transfer to October outside of the pen? I'll ask you, because I don't see that.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Jason. That's because over the past couple of years, that's been the biggest problem. You know, they do a great job of getting singles and getting them on. But, you know, in the postseason, it's about home runs. And, you know, they've been better. They're top half of the league this year, but we'll see in the postseason.
Yeah, but again, it's driven by Naylor and Jose Ramirez, and that's really it. I mean, Stephen Kwan's awesome. Maybe Noel, this little sampling we've seen, maybe that's what he's going to be. But in October, against the best pitching in the colder weather, I don't see that as a team that's going to have a game like yesterday where two swings are enough.
So you are...
I just feel like they need more somewhere in that lineup.
I agree with you. But since you've seen some of these moves that's happened in the MLB, because it has been other teams that's been very active at this deadline, which one has made you go, okay, that team's got a shot to really win the World Series now?
Well, I mean, I guess we should start with the Phillies. They've been the best team. And Dave Dombrowski's amazing. You know, he needed a right-handed bat. He went out and got a guy in Austin Hayes who started in the All-Star game last year for two guys who were probably, out of their 26-man roster, were like their 23rd and 24th most valuable players. And then he gives up two guys who, I guess among his healthy pitchers, are probably his best pitching prospects, and gets that late-inning bullpen arm he was chasing in Carlos Estevez. And like the consensus of the industry is he overpaid. I've been watching Dave and covering Dave for a long time. He doesn't care. All he wants to do is get that guy that he thinks he needs, and he doesn't worry about what he gave up. So they're definitely better. I think the Dodgers' moves today were interesting. I think Michael Kopech certainly is an intriguing guy, but he's had a weird year. The Dodgers feel like they have one more big move in them, so stay tuned on that. Other than that, I think the sellers have been more interesting than the buyers to me.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. A team that is decidedly not involved, at least in the buying stage of the trade deadline, is the most woebegotten team in all of Major League Baseball, Common Man Chicago White Sox. I noted, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, they are now mathematically unable to have a winning season because they've now lost 81 games. We are in July still, technically. One, is this the worst baseball team you've personally ever witnessed? But I feel like we've asked you that before, so maybe a second thing to look at there. In by and large, do you think Major League Baseball is ever going to get to a point where they say, we have to do something as far as tanking measures, putting a floor to this? Like, do you think they've done enough? Could they do more? Where do we go with this White Sox organization after this year?
I don't know what you would do about a team like this. I mean, they have done some things now to discourage tanking. The Guardians had the number one pick in the draft. Why was that? We had a bunch of horrible teams last year that lost 100 to 110 games, and the Guardians were not one of them, and that is because they now have a draft lottery, and they have rules that say you can't pick at the top of the draft more than 1 year in a row. So that's having an impact. Again, the White Sox, are they the worst team I've ever seen? I think they have a realistic chance to wind up with more losses than the 62 Mets. I mean, they got 54 games under 500 before August in 108 games played, and the 62 Mets did not do that. All right? Yeah. So no team had done it in 92 years. So think about what they're going to be after they finish making their trades. They're going to be brutal. And this is not a result of intentional tanking. It's a result of dysfunction that got them to this point. And I just don't know what Chris Getz could do that could turn this around quickly. So I understand the reason that any White Sox fan would be shaking his head and wondering how many years, how many decades it's going to take for them to dig out of this. But this is not purposeful like the Astros and the Orioles. This is dysfunctional, and that's the worst kind of losing.
I'm half joking, but I think there's actually a serious point to this. Do you look at ownership at that point and say, I know this is asking other owners to point out one of their own, but at some point do you say, well, if there's ineptitude to this level, maybe it's on the owner who's never had a $100 million player who is asking for another stadium to be paid for and doesn't seem to know how to hire people who can run a baseball team. Is that a fair thing that they could look at this point?
He's definitely part of the problem. Well, I mean, the last regime did get them to the 2005 World Series. That's the good news. The bad news is that was almost two decades ago. And he just loyally stuck with that same regime. He brought back Tony La Russa. Then when he finally cleaned house, there was no search process for the GM. I'm not saying Chris Getz can't do the job, but there's been a little head scratching. I'll put it that way across the industry over the last couple of weeks, and the manager just doesn't seem like he's a leader, but he's still there. The owner's definitely part of the problem, but if you think that Rob Manfred is going to call Jerry Reinsdorf and say, Jerry, it's time to sell or we're going to remove you, there is a 0% chance of that.
That's what I figured. Jason, we always appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Enjoy it, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Jason's Beef on the Brian Heating and Cooling Fan Guest Hotline. Back page when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
This afternoon, it looks like that there is an accident out on eastbound 670 between Leonard and 5th, and it is on the right berm. And we're seeing delays heading northbound on 71, so it's a little tight between Broad and 11th, meaning to add, I think, 5 minutes extra into your drive time. Traffic is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, William Yazel, Laborers Local 83, Portsmouth. William is a 33-year member working with a WAI, Build Ohio Right, Build It Union. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Final segment of the program. Now joining us, Tyvus has been in all week or all day, which has been great. So thank you for that, Tyvus Powell.
Thank you for allowing me to be on the show and scratch your name off my list.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This is your first one, right?
Yeah. Yes. He's the last person in this building, host-wise, outside of Bobby, because he doesn't count, that I haven't worked with.
And those dulcet tones you hear are from one Jeff Thidoff, who is hosting the Buckeye Show tonight.
Can I don't like to stir the pot. I don't like to like to spread rumors. People don't know this.
Okay.
Have you ever watched The Mike and the Mad Dog 30 for 30?
You know, I don't know if I ever actually
saw The Mike and the Mad Dog.
I should have.
Legends, right?
Yes.
Had a famous split. Right?
New York radio show. They kind of defined the sports radio genre early in its time. Yes.
Man and Bone are in the same thing right now. You never see them together anymore because there's a spat. I'm not sure what caused it. They don't work together anymore, though. You rarely see them together. They've had like one shift together like the last month and a half. I'm telling you, Man and Bone don't like each other. If you're fans of the show, I'm sorry. It will end ugly. Something's going to happen because they do not like each other, and there will be a breakup.
That's right.
Breaking news.
Thanks for putting that out in the universe. Now we're going to have to defend it for the rest of eternity.
It's true.
It is true.
Is he here tomorrow with you?
No.
Exactly.
I told him to get away.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yes. You guys are D-U-N done.
We will be back on Wednesday, both
sure
of us.
Sure you will.
And Thursday and Friday. And then all of next week, I believe.
That's fine. We'll hold my beer. We'll take a look at that. We'll see what happens on the old YouTube thing. There'll be something else that comes up.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Well, they're getting their vacations. Yeah, the football season's coming.
Man and Hall coming to a station near you.
Well, Timmy can't leave the Buckeye Show because then
the Buckeye Show hosted by T-Bone and
Tito.
Buckeyes.
No, this is all about Tito getting the Buckeye Show. He's trying to push me or Mike out, so Timmy gets pushed up to that, and then he gets the Buckeye Show.
My favorite station is WIIFM. What's in it for me?
Not a surprise.
Then you would have to host Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays with Tyvus.
Yep, I'll do it with Tyvus. You know you love me.
No.
You don't love me?
I look at you.
That hurts more than a little.
It hurt. Well, it should. It's designed to.
You know what I need, Tyvus? A grill.
Oh, look at that.
You want a grill? You need a grill?
I've been asking you for a long time.
Tyvus, send him like a Paul Wall grill, you know, please. You know, don't send him like a Rio grill. Like, get, no, get him one that goes in his mouth. That's the grill he wants, and that's the grill he needs.
Is that since I've met you,
yes,
I've gotten Tim a grill, and I even shared JT's contact information with him to do a show.
But not with me. I've asked for JT's. You know I've got a man crush on him. You know I love JT Barrett more than anything in the world.
Oh, JT Barrett. I thought you were talking about Jim Tressel.
No, Joe Thomas Barrett.
John Tressel doesn't count. We don't count John Tressel.
Okay.
Gotcha. I should have said his whole name. Joe Thomas Barrett IV.
That's, that's right. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
We got a list ESPN put out with the top 25 college football players since the year 2000. Only one player associated at all with the Buckeyes is on the list, which surprised me.
Oh, yeah, I know. They told me about that.
They told you about it? Who is it? Do you know?
Me.
No. Anyway, but I've got like a list of some Buckeyes I think that should have been at least considered for the list. We also got Buckeye leads we're going to hand out. There's some Olympic things. A former Buckeye player got called up to the majors. Yes, Tyvus.
Is it Joe Burrow?
It is Joe Burrow. Mm. He is the only person associated with the Buckeyes on the list. And I went through and did a list of Buckeyes. I went through every season. I've got a long list of people. And yes, Tyvus, you made the cut.
Thank you. That's I appreciate nice. That.
You're 26th. yeah, we're going to do that. Then we got our Buckeye leads. We got the college football pulse, obviously. And we're going to talk a lot about the upcoming college football season and some things that are going to be changing with the Ohio State basketball team.
And who you working with?
It's me and Dane.
Tito and Sanzibacher. Yeah. You know what? I actually, over the weekend, was talking to a few folks who listened to the station, and they said, hey, is Dane Sanzibacher going to be on more? And I said,
he's good.
Your wish is our command.
He's really good.
We're going to get it done. That's
I've got him today, and I've got him on Friday also on the Buckeye Show before the Common Man and Hall show takes over.
Okay. Got it. There you go. 2 hours of the Buckeye Show is next, so listen for that. Back page is now.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Well, man, it is official. I don't know why I called you man. That's usually what I say to Common Man, but he's not here. Tyvus, it's official that apparently Deadpool and Wolverine has crossed over the $200 million mark in its opening weekend. That is one of the strongest film openings for any film ever in North America, but it is by far the biggest that any R-rated movie has ever done in its opening
weekend.
It's
R-rated?
Weekend.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine is very R-rated.
You didn't think it would be R-rated?
I've never seen any of the Deadpool or Wolverine movies. I don't know.
Well, the Deadpool movies, the first two, they are as raunchy as it gets.
Are they R-rated?
They are R-rated.
Yeah,
oh,
okay,
very much. There's...
Yeah. I just watched Deadpool 2 last night, so.
Yes, there's a lot of violence, gore, swearing,
nudity?
Sex, nudity, all the above.
Really?
It's all there. Oh, it's all there.
You go watch it for
Thank you.
That's where you are, huh?
you had a night alone with your wife last night with no kids and you watched a movie.
Not last night. Two nights ago three nights ago. Friday night and Saturday night.
The previous biggest R-rated opening for any movie was $133.7 million. Again, this went to $205.
Boogie Nights.
No.
Friday the 13th.
Deadpool in 2016. The original Deadpool. So, if you wonder why Ryan Reynolds is on everything, and it's like, why does he show up? Why is he always on commercials? Why is he? That's why.
He's
had two of the biggest box office openings in the history of movies.
Must be nice.
And I'm sure Deadpool 2 was right up there as well. So, there you go. All right, Tyvus, this was fun.
Yes, it was.
Glad I could be a part of your body count. So now they've got me off the list there. So that's great.
Don't say it like that.
I've had it on. I've been waiting all day, 2 hours and 56 minutes just to drop that one on you as we leave. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Timmy Hall will be in with me then.
Of course, Tyvus
will be on the Buckeye Show.
Man.
That's right. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Two disabled cars, both of them on 71 to watch out for. One of them is northbound at 670, partially blocking the right lane, so use caution. The other one's southbound. It's on the off-ramp to 270 North Outer Belt. That stalled car is blocking the right berm of that ramp, so just be careful. Traffic is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. When it comes to your favorite toppings, Donato's doesn't take them lightly. Actually, quite the opposite. They pile them on from edge to edge. Now, for a limited time, get 25% off when you order online and pick it up. Use promo code TAKE25. Donato's, every piece is important. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This
This is a Fan Action Update.
Your Big Ten Action Update. The Penn State Nittany Lions have the third best odds to win the Big Ten this year at 5-1. Penn State has the eighth best odds to win the national championship, sitting at 20-1. The Nittany Lions season win totals 9.5 games, and Penn State's non-conference schedule includes games against West Virginia, Bowling Green, and Kent State. Penn State is -142 to make the 12-team college football playoff. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, after taking 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia, the Guardians continue their road trip tonight as they're in Detroit for a quick 2-game set against the Tigers. Tanner Bibee gets the start for Cleveland this evening. First pitch is later this hour at 6:40. Meanwhile, the Reds, they're back at home tonight for the first time since the All-Star break. They host the Cubs for the first of a 3-game series at Great American Ballpark. Carson Spires is on the hill in that one for Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10. And in college football, the Maxwell Award released their preseason watch list today. 3 Buckeyes made the list: wide receiver Emeka Egbuka, quarterback Will Howard, and running back Quinshon Judkins. The Maxwell Award is given annually to the best player in college football. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, go ahead and give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports news when I have it on the Fan. Ohio's.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That
doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not.
It is fitting that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.